Josie had tried everything to get Tom, the delivery guy, off her mind, but nothing was working. She had to get his attention to find out if he was really interested in her. She searched frantically for something to put on before he showed up. There weren't many costumes left in the shop due to heavy Halloween ordering, but her eyes settled on a pleated cheerleader skirt. She grabbed the blue pom-poms and buttoned the skirt as she heard the telltale rumble of the big delivery truck arriving. Bouncing out to the front of the shop, she watched appreciatively as Tom approached the door, wheeling in several crates of new costumes. Yes, he was hot, she thought, watching how he pushed the door open with his very perfect butt. He swung around with a smile, which widened, catching her staring. Hey, Josie, nice outfit. I always wonder what new costume you'll be wearing. Is it a job requirement? No, I just like wearing the costume sometimes. Especially when you visit, she added silently. Kinda dorky, huh? His eyes slid appreciatively over her legs and the short pleated skirt. Not from where I'm standing. Oh, was all she could say, pleased enough to give a little hop and wave her pom-poms at him. They laughed. Should I leave these boxes here or take them around to the back? You can leave them there. I'm all alone today, so I have to check them in here. No boss around? Just me. She's on partial bed rest, so I'm taking a lot of hours. Busy season for that. Yeah. She was treated to a few more minutes of watching him unload the crates and then pick up the ones by the counter. As he worked, she watched, feeling helpless as he turned to go. What now? Well, I guess I completely forgot one package, she interrupted urgently. An order that just came in this morning. Can you wait a few minutes until I pack it? He looked apprehensive for a split second. She knew he was on a tight schedule, but then he smiled widely. Sure, why not? Great, she said, beaming at him. I can get you a soda from the fridge in the office if you want one. You know, for while you wait, she offered. That would be great. It's freaking hot out there for October. Gonna be a toasty All Hallows Eve. Yeah, it's hot all right, she said under her breath, holding his gaze. I'll be right back. She returned with the beverage and the outgoing package. At least, that part wasn't a lie. Grabbing a packing envelope for the box from the other side of the counter, she caught Tom with his eyes glued to her backside this time. That soda okay? She asked innocently. Fine, he answered, not even looking apologetic for peeking. A shiver ran over her skin. The good kind. Heat flushed through her body, her fingers fumbling the job.